Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Another hour of the Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon by Stateline Tack. We'll be back shortly.
Hi, everybody. This is Carrie from Vermont, calling to wish everyone a very happy holidays. You know, if riding has taught me one thing, it's that you don't have to be good at something to just keep on trying. So on that note, here's a little song I put together for Radiothon. Here all the hosts, some tipsy hosts, all seem to say, it's the big day, Radiothon's here, hours of cheer, Scooter and Ace, keep up the pace, bring on the hay, that is the way, horses are fed, relaxed, thoroughbred, Jamie and Glenn kick off again, heels down is here, toasting with cheer, horsey adults, no it's not a cult, miles don't spoof, just look at Duke. Chestnuts and grays, horses for days, no need to fear, Radiothon's here. Merry, 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 merry Radiothon, merry, 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 merry Radiothon. Let's hear it again, all the hosts in Glen, HRN brings the cheer, now go crack a beer. Happy Radiothon, everyone.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rocking around the HRN tree, Glenn and Ashley on the air. Finally, hour 6. We aren't out of tricks. You'll have to see what we've got in store. You'll get in the holiday spirit when you hear Ashley Glenn going crazy. Heck, Radiothon is amazing.
I am Callie in customer service, and it's hour 6 of the Horse Radio Network's Holiday Radiothon. Happy holidays from Stateline Tack.
We made it. We made it to hour 6. We're here. Yay!
We're here. I don't know what happened.
I don't know either. It just started like 5 hours ago.
I'm so confused.
And Ashley, I am 4 in, by the way. So just want to let you know.
4. Well, yeah. I'm this much in.
You're more in than me. Well, welcome to hour 6, the party hour of the Horse Radio Network, a 6-hour live holiday radiothon by Stateline Tack, with additional support provided by Kentucky Performance Products and Benefab. Did you notice I got a little more sober since the previous hour? Because Wendy brought me dinner, and I've eaten a lot. So thank you, Wendy.
I've had breadsticks.
They brought me this great barbecue and potatoes and corn.
I ordered Grubhub for me and the babysitter, so it's out there waiting.
Okay, good. I am Glenda Geek, and emceeing with me for this last hour, that she has been the whole 6 hours, is Ashley Winch, and she hosts a bunch of shows on the Horse Radio Network. And this is the
crap.
She does all kinds of stuff. So we would love for you to tell us what you like today. The comment section has been terrific. You guys have been great in the comments. You've been commenting on everything. So tell us what your favorite listener, song, poem, or your favorite guest. Just let us know in the comments what you like the best. We will be giving away over $1,600 in prizes at the end of this hour. We have prizes from Trafalgar Square, from Benefab, and from Cavallo. We're giving away 6 pairs of Cavallo horse boots worth over $1,200. So we are giving away a pile of crap at the end of this hour. But Ashley, tell us about our charity. We want to give you one more reminder about our charity. It's something that we do feel is important for doing these radiothons, and we have a great one this time.
Absolutely. So first, I want to say my favorite listener song was the Appaloosa.
Oh, yes, Diddy. Yes, yes.
That was
That's
just
a good
fabulous.
Song.
I love that one. And our charity is Hope's Legacy Equine Rescue in Afton, Virginia. They save over 100 mules, horses, and donkeys each year from really, you know, tough situations. And they're out there doing the really good work. And you can donate to them at ahomeforeveryhorse.com/support. Remember, it is the season of giving.
Very good. Thank you, Ashley. And we hope that you do support them if you can. So we're going to do one thing before we invite all the hosts into this show. We have a whole bunch of people waiting right now. Is we're going to do our final trivia question for the live viewers to guess at. And when Jennifer sees the first one she sees will be the winner. So she'll let you know.
What's the question? The final question of Radiothon. Which country has a tradition of a witch dropping gifts for children through the chimney at Christmas?
And I will give you a hint. If you listen to Horses in the Morning, Ashley has discussed a country that she lived in for a period of time because she's in the military. So that will give you a clue as to what that was. So Jennifer, that's your final trivia. Oh, it's already been answered. So yeah. Yeah. So good job. Good job, everyone. So our hosts for this hour and our many special guests, let's start with somebody who was only here for 3 months and then never left. I can't get rid of her. Her name is Reese Koffler-Stanfield. She is with the Dressage Show. Hey, Reese.
Hi, guys. How are you? I'm way behind.
I just started.
Oh, you got your HRN mug. I love it. Yeah, that's terrific.
This is my perk.
Yes. I promised her she'd only have to host the show for 3 months, and we're 12 years in. So
12 and a half. Can I add a half year? I think it's
Reese was not very good at math, thankfully, and she still hasn't figured it out. So we're here.
Who else do I get to hang out with and wear a fun hat and hang out with? Hi, Ashley. I love it, honey.
So, Reese, I want to ask each person a question as they come in. So, today we're talking about your favorite Christmases. Do you have a favorite?
Christmas memory?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
Christmas past.
Christmas past. You know, my sister and I grew up on a farm with my family, and we would always ride on Christmas morning. So, we would get up, we would do the horses, and then we would come in and have breakfast and do Christmas stuff. And then we would always go ride. And of course, if there was some new item, we would use it. So, we always enjoyed that. So, we try to do that, but there's trailers and kids involved now. It's a lot to do now.
So. All right. Good. Good. So, of course, Reese hosts the Dressage Radio Show, which has been going strong for 12 years, I think.
And a half.
12 and a half. There you go. All right. Good.
Yeah, I'm better at math than you think. Yeah,
I see that. And I'm gonna bring the hosts in the order that they started their show. So you're the longest here beside me, but beside me.
We're still here.
Yeah, but then it has to be Debbie Laux of Horsemanship Radio. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, hi, you guys. I'm so happy to be here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, aren't you looking fabulous tonight? Oh, my gosh.
I wore my
vision.
Love it.
Look at this.
Oh. I fed the horses in this, but they didn't give me funny looks. I thought maybe,
Yeah.
But I'm in the saloon too, which is pretty fun.
I see that. Now, in that saloon, all those pictures behind are pictures of the Queen, of Robert Redford, of Ronald Reagan. I mean, the pictures in there of people who have been in that saloon is crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But Debbie, thank you for joining us. You've had so many really interesting Christmases over the years. You have kids.
Are you saying that I'm really, really old, or what?
I think you and I are both in about the same boat there. So, somebody wants to know if you press a button, will the horse whinny on your sweater?
On my sweater?
Oh. Yeah.
My belly button, maybe. I don't know.
I was going to say, Glenn, why don't you have a podcast button for that?
I don't know. Man. Mine lights up, but the battery died, so I don't light up anymore.
Oh, he used to have he used to have sound effects. That's how long we've been on.
That's right. That's true. So do you have a favorite Christmas, a hot favorite memory?
You know, the favorite Christmas was really, it was getting off the farm and discovering that my uncle, usually drunk, was the Santa Claus. That's actually, when you asked, I mean, that was what I thought of. So I'm being totally honest because he's passed now, so it's all right.
You weren't devastated that your drunk uncle was Santa Claus?
I was.
Yeah.
Did you grow up thinking Santa Claus was always drunk?
Probably. Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's why his cheeks are rosy and he's always jolly.
Solid point. He's up a long time. He's got already a hard.
So. Well, you know what? On that note, let's give cheers to your drunk uncle because he's probably up there watching. He'll be around in about 25 days. He'll be around. So.
Yeah. He loved horses too, though, so that's okay.
Oh, all right. Well, then we're all
the
good.
Horse and part in there,
by the way, we all have a drunk uncle. So there's, there's that.
Or three.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And of course, Debbie hosts Horsemanship Radio, which is 9 years or 10 years.
I think the first show was in 2013, but it wasn't a full year. So whatever you count that as.
10 years? Yeah. So you're 10 or 11. Yeah. You're catching up to Reese.
Yeah, maybe I will. Yeah. Don't quit, Reese.
All right. If I'm going on order of seniority, then I have to go over to Justine at Heels Down Happy Hour. Hi, Justine. I've never had this many people on the screen before.
So. Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hello.
Justine, are you at home in Tampa?
I am. You guys, I know you're just down the road in Sarasota, Glenn. It's not that cold.
I'm outside. I'm getting chilly now. I'm by the pool. It's getting chilly out here. Do you have a sweater on? Do you have your sweater?
No, but I came with festive chickens.
Okay, well, that's perfect.
Yay, close.
So, Justine, do you have a favorite holiday memory?
Ooh.
I bet I could guess it.
I was just going to say, Ashley's going to know this one. So, fun fact is, Ashley and I grew up together. We went to middle school together. We rode horses and competed together. So I would say my favorite Christmas memory.
Talk about a small freaking world.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Like, I remember when you were interviewing Ashley, and I was like, wait, Ashley Winch? I know her.
And I was like, yo, what's the scoop on this Glenn guy?
Well, believe me, I did the same thing the reverse. So
everybody conspired, and it all worked out.
And here we are, two radiothons later.
Yeah, right? But to my memory, Ashley will probably remember, because she was there in the friend group at the time, but I got my first pony for Christmas. His name was Roy. He was a grumpy chestnut Welsh pony.
Aren't they all?
And his show name was Aerodynamic, and we gave him that nickname because he always went with his ears flat back.
Whenever she was ever, over every fence, his ears were down, angry.
He was a very grumpy guy. I remember one time, Ashley, for my birthday, you gave me a pool brush, like for cleaning your pool, for Roy. Because he loved belly scratches and he loved like a really brisk, hard brush. And we would use that pool brush on this poor pony's belly, but he would like widen his legs. Yeah, he was like, get in there.
And we wonder why he was grumpy.
You signed it like in Sharpie, like to Roy, love Ashley.
I love that so much.
I know.
This is such a small world. It really is. The horse world is small.
Lots of good stories.
Like, there's other pool stories, too.
Yes, Ashley.
Lest we forget when Pepper fell in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
My horse Pepper, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How'd you get Pepper out of the pool?
Oh, yeah. Well, she, of course, the athlete she was, she swam to the shallow end and jumped out. Duh.
She climbed her way out. It was remarkable. Yeah. I think your mom thought we were calling the fire department, but found her way out.
All she cared about was the Marsite. I was so mad at her because we were teenage girls, you know. And so my mom's, the Marsite. And I was like, you don't care about my horse.
Was Ashley a total drama queen, Justine?
Oh, yeah. She used to do my makeup. She was so good at it. I was terrible. I remember you always used to do my eye makeup.
The next time she hosts Horses in the Morning with me, I'm having you on as a guest. We're finding out all the good stories.
All the stories. We went to Europe together.
We did,
we got into all kinds of trouble.
We really did. We TP'd her neighbor's tree.
Yes.
And got caught.
Still.
Yeah. Now it's getting good.
I still have all those pictures. It's crazy. Why we took pictures of us doing illegal things, I don't know.
Well, you know, it was before the internet.
It really was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was pre-Facebook. Thank God.
And now you have this important job, Justine. I'd like to say the same for Ashley, but she works with me. So, I mean, really, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me bringing the official Radiothon cocktail. That's my
That's coming up. Tonight. Let me introduce everybody else, and then we're going to do the cocktail. And then we have a special thing for you tonight. Ashley actually wrote a story. It's so funny because I asked her, write a story, and we'll have all the hosts say the story. And they'll tell the story. So you guys will be telling the story tonight. And in 5 minutes, at least 5-10 minutes, I get the story back. It's perfect. We didn't change anything. I mean, obviously, she learned from the day she hung out with Justine. That's what I, you know, she became a writer.
It's the truth.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm going to introduce our next guest. Let me think. In order of events. Joy's back. That's right. Yay! Joy from Retired Racehorse Radio is back. Hey, Joy.
Hi. I have an extra guest with me.
I was going to say, I didn't know Zach's allowed.
Hey, Pie Guy is here. His name is Pie Guy. He doesn't have a real name. This could be a Hallmark movie, the two of them and their story, because he really is a pie guy. He makes pies for a living. She's a horse girl. There's a Hallmark movie in there. Right?
I don't know. I don't watch it. You guys have to be a Hallmark movie. We got to pay for these horses somehow.
That's right.
Good idea.
I mean, get to writing, Joy.
Learn to love horses. Like, that's the real love story.
Aww.
It's not me.
Do you actually do anything? Last time I talked to him, he wasn't doing much with the horses. Are you doing a lot with the horses now?
Yeah. I mean, yeah? I go to the barn a lot. I ride. I love riding.
Good.
So I'm impressed.
I always liked horses, and then I really learned to love them. So.
Nice.
Wow. Are you keeping him, Joy? Is he keeping? He's a keeper? Yeah.
Yes. We're keeping this one.
Okay.
Also, best assistant at the makeover. Like, 10 out of 10 would recommend hiring him to help you with horse shows. Like, he's ready. He's learned all the steps.
So he is horse husband material. He can join the club.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Good. I know we had this discussion about 2 years ago and he wasn't sure. So now he's convinced.
Yeah.
No turning back. Don't talk to my husband. I'm telling you.
I tried to talk him out of it. He wouldn't listen. No.
Oh, we'll let Travis at him.
It's so funny, we're getting comments, the pie man, the pie guy, because that's what I call him all the time. He truly is. He makes pies for a living. I mean, that's what he does. So he's the pie guy. I don't know if he has a first name. Do you have a first name?
I mean, pie guy is fine. We can stick with
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
It's more important just to stick with the pies than not, you know.
He's going really anonymous.
Yeah.
He's just here. Let's give him a plug. Where can people find your
pies? Oh, they're the best pies in the world. He has sent me the pies.
Come on.
Ben's working for another pie. If you guys want to find more about our pie company, it's called Ackett's Pie. Our new name is actually Pie Collective by Ackett's. So if you go on to, you know, if you search for it, it's ACHATZ pies.com.
Yeah. So, and they are the best pies. They ship all over the country. You can order them and they'll ship them to you. You've sent me a number of pies because I've done this. I've sucked up for a lot of years to get pies. And I'm doing it again. Thanks, Ashley, for helping out. I appreciate it.
So, throw a pie my way. Hey.
Yeah. The four berry pie? Is that what you call it?
Very, very good.
Oh, man, that pie is the best pie I've ever had, the four berry pie. It's excellent. Yeah.
Glenn's
it's
hungry. Excellent.
I've been drinking a lot of champagne and not eating as much. So there's that. So thank you for joining us, Joy. And this, of course, you were here earlier, but you're here to hang out with us and have a little drink, too. So we have two left, actually.
Oops.
I'm going to bring on Lisa Wysocki. Lisa actually has been here a lot longer than a show. She has a show called Celebs with Horses, where she talks with famous people that have had horses. Our first interview was William Shatner, and that was a treat.
That was awesome.
What they give us, 30 minutes, right? They told us we had 30 minutes with William Shatner. He was on video in his kitchen with the laundry and the washing machine right behind him. That was the backdrop.
With laundry everywhere on the floor.
There was a mess. It was awful. But he was the greatest guest. And 30 minutes in, Lisa's very respectful. And she said, I know, you know, we're supposed to be done. And he's like, no, I'm not done. And we talked to him for an hour and a half.
It was awesome.
It was just great. And then after we were done recording, he talked for another 20, 30 minutes. Yeah. I mean, he was great. He's a good storyteller, William Shatner.
He is a storyteller. And, you know, Glenn, there's a lot of stories we couldn't put in the episode.
No. Those are the ones we got after we recorded.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Lisa, tell us what your favorite holiday memory is.
So, you know, I grew up in Minnesota, and my favorite holiday memory is, you know, you get snowed in a lot in Minnesota, but never to the point where you can't get out of the house, except this one Christmas. And I must have been, I don't know, 8 or 9. It was so awesome. And it was so awesome because I lived with my mother and my grandmother, and they were really upset. And I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome. And I mean, seriously, we probably had 6 feet of snow, and you just couldn't get out of the house at all. And I'm sure they were thinking safety. If the house burned down, we couldn't get out, you know, but I thought it was great to look out the windows and see nothing but snow.
I do remember the one time we lived in Massachusetts. By the way, that's the reason we moved out of Massachusetts, is we had 92 inches of snow the one year. And we lived in this townhouse at the time, and our doors were snowed in. They had to come dig us out because the doors were – we couldn't open the doors.
Yeah, that's how this was. Yeah, we had to wait for neighbors or somebody. I don't know. Somebody came and dug us out at some point. But then they plowed the driveway, and the snow was literally up to the second story window once they plowed the driveway. And I thought it was
Cheers wonderful. To Florida.
Yeah. I'm trying to catch up to you guys, by the way. I'm not quite there yet, but I'm trying.
Well, we're going to do our official holiday drink next. We'll do that next. We've got to bring somebody else on who's been with us all day. She's helped put this together. She's been with us for... I don't know. I'm going to ask her. Jemmy, how many radiothons have you done? 5?
Gosh, this Six? Must be at least number 5. At least number 5. But it's the best.
So you, longtime listeners will remember, after the one radio, first of all, we were doing 12 hours when she started. She would come up, drive 4 or 5 hours up to our house and be with Jennifer. That's when we were taking live callers. We'd get 200-300 callers a day in the 12 hours. And she came up to the house. We were doing Finding Florida at the time. The next day, we left to go do a segment in Daytona Beach. And
crazy,
I neither one of us could talk. We were just done 12 hours live. And I broke my ribs that day. She brought me to the hospital, then brought me home. And that was how we celebrated the aftermath of that radiothon.
It was epic on so many levels, Glenn.
But Jemmy's been pushing the buttons, making everything play, put the videos together for us. So I'm going to do a cheers to Jemmy, too. Yay! Thank you for doing that. Flintstone.
Thank you.
Flintstone Media, they do most of our audio production for all of 40 shows that we have here on the Horse Radio Network. So thank you to that. Also, thank you to Ashley, because without her, this has just gone smoother than any other year. So thank you, Ashley, for all your help. I do appreciate it. So Lisa, so we find out what yours was. Now, is everybody ready? We do a drink every year. I got to get the fixings. So I'm going to have Justine introduce the
drink. I didn't get to do a favorite memory.
We didn't do that earlier?
No.
Go ahead.
Does matter?
Oh, sorry.
Yours matters the most.
I'm in trouble now.
Real quick. All right. Because you are in trouble. But whatever. We'll talk about it later. So my favorite was last Christmas. Last Christmas was my first super cold Christmas. I went to Plattsburgh with my boyfriend, met all of his whole family and in-laws and all the things. It was so much fun. It was the first time I've actually ever gone to a Christmas tree farm. And even though I didn't do the cutting, I helped do the picking out of the Christmas tree. And I witnessed it being cut down. So that counts. So witnessed a tree being cut down at a Christmas tree farm for the first time ever. And icing on the cake, one of their dogs had 12 puppies. We were just like in heaven on every level. It was like the best Christmas ever. It was the Partridge family would have been jealous. Right. So good.
That's funny. There's a Partridge family reference that we haven't had one of those, I would say, ever, actually.
You're welcome.
Everybody under 50, your mom will explain to you what the Partridge family was.
I was going to say, comment below if you have no idea who the Partridges are.
That's funny.
They don't just come in pear trees, guys.
Right.
All right, Justine. So Justine, when she first sent me the drink ideas, I picked one out. But then when I started looking at the recipe, it had 85 ingredients, and it would have cost about $100 to buy all the ingredients. So we went a lot simpler tonight, and Dr. Wendy needs to come over too. So we went a lot simpler, so we're going to get the stuff. I'm going to get the stuff while you introduce it, okay?
Sure. Yes. No. So Glenn was like, I've got a simpler drink. I'm like, okay, that works. So it's going to start with some champagne. So this is a nice bubbly drink. And now I have to catch up to you guys. And this is, I was thinking today, having tuned into the Radiothon earlier today, I'm like, Glenn and Ashley are going to be feeling pretty good by the time we get to the drink hour. You're going to make this simple for them. All right. But so you're
cheating. I have pomegranate wine.
That works.
Oh, that's close. It works. Close enough.
So really? Smart. Jemmy, that's why you're the brains of the operation.
I know. But I love pomegranates. They're beautiful. They're such a pretty, pretty
You can buy it the cheater way, too. I know. Ready to go.
But my chickens will eat this in the morning. So so you're going to put some seeds in your glass. That's the first part. So Ashley's doing it now. And then you're going to...
You know what's cool is they fizz when you put them in there.
Oh, do they? So then you're going to top your champagne flute or whatever your glass is with however much champagne you want. I've got a lot of catching up to do with you guys. Yeah. So we're going to fill this.
There's no room for the add-ins.
Just a little splash is all you need.
High-end cranberry juice.
Ashley's out.
She's out. Oh, boy.
It's a very big glass, guys.
They are
very
cute,
big glass.
Though. They do fizz in there. And then you're going to top it with some actual pomegranate juice.
By the way, pomegranate juice is expensive. It oh, my is. God. It's like $12 for a little jar of pomegranate juice.
Cranberry juice.
Exactly. Let me hear this one. You can't blame me for the expensive juice. All right.
There's the Justine way, and then there's the Jenny way.
Jenny way. She's down in the cranberry juice.
All right. So then give yourself a little splash, and then... As we like to say on Hills Down Happy Hour, if you want to be fancy, Ellie is never a fancy girl, so she never does this. But then you can add a mint sprig or a rosemary sprig. Make it look nice.
Should have got rosemary.
But that's it. That's the drink, guys. It's a lovely, chilly, bubbly.
It's pretty.
Very pretty.
Festive drink. So cheers to you all. Happy to be here.
Cheers to everybody watching and to everybody in the horse world and all you guys for joining us tonight. Cheers. Thank you so much.
Mmm. Delish.
Mm-hmm. Dude, very good.
Pomegranate.
Yeah.
Cranberry are hard to say.
Debbie, I like your cup.
So bitter, but they taste really good. Yeah, I know. I couldn't find my goblet. I tried to find it, so I went with this.
My goblet.
Of the mug. Perfect. I better got around my mug.
Still in one of my movie boxes.
Can I just say, I've never had the actual pomegranates in champagne, but all day I've had the pomegranates. It's nice to get that little burst of stuff when you're drinking your champagne. It's good.
Yeah, it's an antioxidant,
I like it.
Too. That's like right. We're detoxing at the same rate the we're same retoxing. Time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it all evens out. You know?
The push.
That's right. We strive for balanced living here at HRN.
Well, speaking of balanced living, if anyone wants to know what the pomegranate beer is that I'm using, it's Schopenhofer. Like, I feel like I'm not manly enough to use it, but then it's passion fruit or pomegranate. Yeah. I'm
it's
like,
very
okay.
German. I love it. It's a very German drink. Well done.
It's like the fruity Glühwein right there.
There you go.
Schopenhofer.
Oh, what are we supposed to do next? I don't even know. I've lost track.
Story. We're well. Read the story.
Okay.
Come on, Santa.
This ought to be good. So last year when we did this, we tried to all sing together. That failed miserably.
Awful. That was bad.
Yeah.
It was
terrible.
Yeah.
So now everybody has to chill out. Concentrate, focus. This is a story that Ashley wrote. The first story she sent me was actually one that AI wrote, and I wouldn't let her use it. So we had to.
Hey, listen, you work smart, not hard, ladies. That's all I'm saying.
So does everybody that's a reader, so we have Lisa, Justine, Debbie, and Jemmy, and Reese are reading this. So you all have it in front of you, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Hang on.
Okay. Because we don't want any screw-ups, you know, because we don't have screw-ups on this show.
Never.
I'm 68 right now. Never. I love you guys perfection. So much. I'm just kidding.
Always perfection.
That's right. God, we did Horses in the Morning 6 years live every day.
I can't imagine.
Holy cow.
Nope.
Yeah.
I know.
I remember 12 hours of this.
I had that chair once. Never came back. Never again. I did it live once. Went down, day was out.
She wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do it live with me.
She wouldn't.
No, you know?
Lisa was the brave one. She would come on live. You would come on live in those early days.
It was an adventure every single time.
The very first radiothon was live.
And we're always hours, live. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
12 hours.
Remember Bob Baffert broke the internet.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Forgot that.
His interviews. Yeah. Oh, we recorded ahead of time, and during the interview, we went off the air.
I remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was exciting back in the day.
Oh, then he broke horse racing later. So, I mean,
this was a prelude of things to come.
I think. Can I just say, Glenn, you should take a screenshot of this and show it to all your podcasting guy friends and be like, look what I can do. I can hang out.
That's true. I'm going to do that right now, actually. That's a good idea.
These women corralled in here. All right. And you didn't even know if you could get eight people on here. So you didn't break anything.
All you have to do is promise cocktails.
Yeah. A special one.
All right. Are we ready for this magnificent story that Ashley put together in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called "Twas the Night Before Christmas," Radiothon style, and Lisa is leading the way.
Yay. Okay. 'Twas the night of Radiothon. All the horses were neighing, all snuggled in stalls with their tails softly swaying.
Justine, that's you. You're up next. Oh. Justine.
You're good at drinks, though. Is there
right? Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'm spacing. Where do I...
You want me to do your part, Justine?
No, sorry. Send it. Where do I look for it?
I'll do your part.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The podcasters, however, she was too busy drinking. The podcasters, however, were all up in a tizzy, drinking concoctions. This is so appropriate.
I tried.
The podcasters, however, were all up in a tizzy, drinking concoctions that made them feel dizzy.
All right. Yeah. All right. Of course, we started our festive day with Jamie and Glenn to lead the way. Then Joy and Kristen inspired us all with their love for retired racehorses. We always have a ball.
We laughed our way through trivia with Doc, Pam, Ashley, and Glenn. And to no one's surprise, nobody learned a thing.
Yeah.
Finally, Natalie and Heather showed us the way, hosting the Marvelous Sid. The perfect ending to the perfect day. Dozens of songs and poems played across the airways, sparkling joy and laughter, enough to fill the entire day.
Prizes were won by those near and far, with something for everyone to adorn their horses' stalls.
Glenn, this is you now.
Glenn, you're just
Jack. Another radiothon in the books, another wonderful day spent with friends. Oh, I'm in this one. Glenn is just happy this is all over.
Glenn is just happy this is all over. He's been looking forward to the end.
With stories of horses big and small, these are the things that connect us all. Aww. As everyone's hearts were filled with glee, the spirit of Radiothon is inside us. It's easy to see.
We can't do this without you, dear listeners. Our biggest thanks. So it's our sincerest wish this holiday season, you're at the top of our list.
Happy holidays
and Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas. See, yay. Well done, everybody. Well done. Well done. All except for Justine, who forgot to participate. But
I brought the drink.
You're the most important part.
All right, you all need to just take a little break here as we hear the final voicemail package of the night, and then we're going to come back and we're going to give away $1,600 in prizes and have a little bit more fun. So just relax, hang out, drink some more pomegranate cocktails, and we'll be back.
At Stateline Tech, we don't just understand your love for horses, we share it. In a world where retail giants see transactions, we see a community of riders. We're more than a company. We're fellow equestrians committed to supporting every step of your journey. As a family-owned business, we live the equestrian lifestyle just like you. From beginners to seasoned professionals, we offer everything you need with a personal touch that only true horse enthusiasts can provide. Stateline Tack, where passion meets purpose and the rider always comes first. Get 30% off any $129 order or more. Enter coupon code HRN at checkout. Please note that some products are not eligible for the additional discount due to manufacturer restrictions. These are noted in your shopping cart. That's coupon code HRN.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
These holiday voicemails are brought to you by all of us at Kentucky Performance Products. Happy holidays, Horse World.
Horse Radio Network's on with shows that fill the air. Training tips and horsey songs to banish all our cares. Gates and bits and feeding plans and all the things we need. With experts sharing wisdom, we'll surely all succeed. Crank the volume high, let the horsey music play. Christmas carols with a neigh to brighten up the day. Riders and horse lovers, a gift that's truly grand. The Horse Radio Network, it's the best in all the land. From dressage to reining and jumping to the trail, the Horse Radio Network's got the knowledge that won't fail. Hear from experts wise and trainers with a plan. How to care for horses the very best you can. Crank the volume high, let the horsey music play. Christmas carols with a neigh to brighten up the day. Riders and horse lovers, a gift that's truly grand. The Horse Radio Network, it's the best in all the land. Happy Radiothon!
Hello, happy Radiothon. This is Abby Foltz coming to you from freezing cold Virginia. It is that time of year. The holidays are upon us, and I am ready to get out of here. In that spirit, I wrote this little song, and I'm hoping that some of you, or many of you, can commiserate with me.
It's beginning to look a lot like screw this. Everywhere I go, the ground's frozen all the time. The sun'll be set by 5, and I don't like when I can't feel my toes. It's beginning to look a lot like screw this. I'm headed where it's warm. 14 hours on the road. Oh, I hope my horse still loads to Ocala once more.
Happy Radiothon. So I cheated and I've asked ChatGPT to write a limerick. So here we go. There was a network, HRN, where horses and hosts were best friends. They'd neigh and they'd chat about this and about that, and the laughter just never would end. Happy holidays! Oh, I suppose I should say who it is. It's Nicola, James.
I don't know how to do this. Spent 3 years at training level. Now I'm hooked, read training books. In these past few days, when I've seen myself, still lean to the right. At last, I've moved up to first level, but riding straight still eludes me. Canter is not confirmed, and yes, I've rode a horse before, but never push my heels down, keep my shoulders back, try to use my core with
Looking so fine, we have talent and we're beautiful. Follow us down center line. Oh, Keegan O'Brien taught us well. We know our jobs exceptionally well. Razzle dazzle's what we're doing, trotting down center line. We have Emmys that love us so. We get what we need and so much more. We're so happy to take our Emmys, dancing down center line. Merry Christmas from Angela and Dama from the winterland of Wisconsin.
Happy holidays, HRN family. This is from My Horse Truly in Kansas. I tore my hay bag right in half. Somebody snitched on me. Kicked my pony brother right in the ouch. Somebody snitched on me. Daily Dunkin' rinse in my tank. Give that electric fence a really good yank. My vet bills will break any bank. And somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting peppermints for Christmas. Even though mommy is mad, I'm getting training for Christmas. Ugh, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on me, brother. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Where'd these cameras come from? Next year I'll be sneakier. Next year I'll be trickier. I'll start now. It's never too late. 'Cause someone will snitch on me.
Wondering how to best feed your older horses? You aren't alone. Senior horses require special attention to address their changing nutritional needs, and Kentucky Performance products can help. In their new 8-part blog series, they will walk you through how to feed your aging friends. Visit kppusa.com and click on the tips and topics link.
All right. We are all back here. I think I got everybody back, right? Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, there were some dressage songs in there.
Yeah, I know. I just got attacked by my hat.
How many dressage songs have ever been written? I mean, we probably hold a record.
What is happening? I know. I couldn't believe it. It was super fun. That was great.
And, you know, she may make third level at some point. Who knows?
She'll
you know?
Do it.
Someday. She'll get there.
She'll get there. She'll do it. Got it.
So before we get to prizes, and we were all drinking, so I just real quick, we'll go around the rim here. You have a final thought for everybody. If you want to say something to your fans, for your shows, or whatever it is, you want to give a final cheers, a toast to something. Let's start with Reese. Do you want to do a toast for us?
Sure.
It just gives us more to 9 opportunities to drink more is what I'm thinking.
I love it. No, we've had on the Dressage Radio Show, we've had a big year. I have a new co-host. We dearly miss our Philip, and cheers to him. I'm sure he's
cheers to Phil
drinking with us. My co-host passed away last year, and I have a great new co-host. She was very good friends with us, Phil and I. Her name's Megan McIsaac, and she's doing great. And, you know, she was like, I have a lot of respect. This is hard work, but she's doing wonderfully. And it's been such a fun transition, and we've loved having her. So cheers for the Dressage Radio Show. Cheers to everybody. Thanks for listening and all the good things.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Lisa, you're next on my screen. So,
Well, there we go. No, I just want to wish everybody just a really Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, whatever you celebrate, whatever. And just look at 2025 as just a blank slate of opportunities to accomplish everything that you want to do, everything that's on your bucket list. You know, go for it. If you're in doubt, just go for it. Just do it, whatever it is.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
And by the way, we congratulated Natalie earlier in the last hour because she got a TV deal for her books, for her eventing series that's based in Ocala. I like Netflix, right? Picked it up, I think. It was Netflix?
Amazon.
Okay, it was Amazon Prime picked it up. Oh. And Lisa also got a TV deal. And actually, yours is much more down the line in production at this point.
Well, sort of, yes. Yes, we're in script and we haven't cast yet, but we've got locations. I can't say a whole lot yet.
I mean, I see a cast of characters right in front of you, Lisa.
There you go. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. Just like Natalie, she probably doesn't have a whole lot to say about certain things, but.
How exciting, though.
That's awesome. Cool. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, so have we decided who's going to play me yet? Because I'm in the books.
It's not George Clooney, Glenn. No. Drop it.
Brad Pitt said yes, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, I can't reach him. He doesn't answer, you know.
Sorry to laugh so hard.
I know.
Justine.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, so we're rolling down on 7 years of Heels Down Happy Hour. So first of all, thank you, everyone who's listened over the years. We're still having a blast putting the show on. And if you've listened to our episodes this year, not to be a Debbie Downer, but it was definitely a year for me personally and also Ellie, one of our hosts, of sort of managing the lows that come with horses. We both had horses that had significant lameness issues. So if 2024 was just a year for you to get through it and survive, I'm here to cheers you to that 2025 is a new year to be hopeful and excited for all the new things to come. And if you didn't reach your goals, next year is the year to do it. So mm-hmm. Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
For that. Yeah.
My wife just said James Corden should play me in the.
Yes!
I can see it.
He can sing, though. I can't sing. So.
we want to hear.
No, you don't. I owned an acting company for 10 years. The one thing none of them, all 30 of them, wouldn't allow me to do is sing. I wasn't allowed to sing. So.
Yeah, but Glenn.
Debbie. Save me, Debbie.
Save me. Well, as we said at the top, I've had a lot of years with listeners, and they are the most encouraging group of people. So I thank you for that. We've had a great year so far, and we've got a great 2025 coming up. I don't know if you haven't seen The Cowboy and the Queen yet. It's out on Masterclass. It's a documentary juxtaposition between the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II, and Dad's story. And how they finally met in 1989. It's really a winner. It's done well at the festivals. And it's coming out on Apple TV as a video on demand, which is great. Yeah.
Awesome. That's great.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I'm so happy about that because I really, for us, we just want more people to see it. And then also in 2025, we've got a book coming out too. So Dad's autobiography was written in it was published in 1996 in England and 97 in the US, and it was 58 weeks on the New York Times bestsellers list. But that was sort of the end of the story at that point, right? But think of all the things he's done since then with the Queen and with everybody else. So he's got a second autobiography coming out because you're be 90 in 2025. Wow. So we're super excited about that. Yeah, he's still working with the horses, and we're going to Argentina in March. So here's the 2025. Keep on going. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Joy, retired racehorse radio.
Oh gosh, where do I even start? I just want to cheers to all the listeners who've helped us get to this point. I mean, we're 5 years old this year. We had our fifth birthday. We're about to be six in February, which I mean, when Jamie and I started it, we didn't even know if we'd make it a year. We'd have enough to talk about, and we clearly have, and it's grown. And I think the thing that Kristen and I have loved the most is it's a lot of people who don't actually own thoroughbreds who tune in and learn about them and want to understand the industry, their backstory, what they're doing now, you know, the training tips that we offer, the health tips. Like, we focus on thoroughbreds and standardbreds, but they're honestly, all horses can be impacted by a lot of things these horses go through. And I'm glad that we've been able to provide that connection and community. So thanks for everyone who's gotten us this far. It's been an amazing, amazing journey. So cheers to year six and to everyone who's been a part of it.
Year six. Cheers.
You know, you guys talk about how many years your shows are on, right? You're all on doing a lot of years on your shows. The average podcast lasts 7 episodes and it ends after 7 episodes. That's the average podcast. Only about 20-25% make it a year. And to make it the length of time you guys all have made it, it's probably what, Jemmy, 2-3% make it past 2 years?
If you're lucky.
Less
than 1%.
Yeah.
But I think lot of our success is to you guys, Jemmy, Glenn, Ashley.
Absolutely.
We need our support system, and you guys are it.
Yep.
Yeah. And you inspire us to keep going. So thank you. Cheers
Wouldn't
to you
be
guys.
Here
I've tried to quit.
The therapy doesn't work. There's always this.
I won't let Reese quit. Jemmy, you're up.
I'm here. Keep trying. All right. So I just went back and checked, and it turns out that you hired me, Glenn, back in September of 2017. So it's a little over 7 years.
Wow.
So from broken bones to recently fixed noses. We have been together. Here's the 7 years of not firing me.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to 7 years.
Reese is trying to get fired, and Jemmy's trying to keep her job. That's
No, what would I do? I mean, I would be so bored. And no. I really, truly, if I've learned anything in the last year and a half is really, truly how amazing our listeners are and the support that we get. And it truly, it just the emails, and I just got a call from a listener. Like, it's amazing. And that's why I'm still here, truly.
The first person, aside from Glenn and Jen, the first person from HRN to take me out to eat a meal. It was so nice. Yeah.
Rain check for anytime after January, my friend.
Yep, Chili's Wellington. We're coming back.
She took you out fancy too. I see.
Yeah. So fancy. She knows I'm a cranberry girl.
Ashley.
Oh,
you have a baby. I mean, you have a lot to toast to this year.
Yeah. Sure, there's that. But first and foremost,
who hasn't made an appearance on the show today?
A real horse girl.
It's a babysitter. What do you want from me?
Good. She's doing her job.
Like, yeah, they're singing. I can't. What? Like, listen. I can't interrupt that. He'll never know what happens to the old McDonald's dog. No, in all seriousness, I've had an incredibly blessed year, but I'd prefer to really cheers just the universe that horse people find themselves in. You know, I've ridden my entire life, as maybe we know by now. And the fact that I get to work in podcasting, which is my passion, in horses, I wake up every single day jazzed as hell that this is my job. I am excited. It is such a blessing to me that I get to do this every day and show up and work with you fabulous people. And so my cheers, yes, of course, my husband, my baby, blah, 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 blah.
Don't listen, Zach.
Okay. Oh, he's like on a work trip. He's not listening. He's off doing who knows what for Uncle Sam. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, no, really. I'm just grateful every single day to have the opportunity to show up and be here with you guys. So thank you. That's really my cheers is to you all and the listeners that make it possible.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cheers. Nice.
Cheers. I'm going to save mine for the very end. In the meantime, there's a bunch of listeners wanting prizes. So let's give them some prizes. Ashley, who is our prize sponsor? No? You want me to do it? She's eating. I know. They get stuck in your teeth. I did discover that. They do get stuck in your teeth, if I'm honest.
I'm good. Our prize giveaways are sponsored by Benefab. Benefab stands for Beneficial Fabrics. As this year's prize giveaway sponsor, they are excited to share with you what they have to offer. From pole to pastern, you can find at-home affordable therapy options for your horse at BenefabProducts.com. Shop today for an exclusive listener discount of 10% off with coupon code HRN at checkout. Discount valid through midnight on December 8th.
Can I say that of all of us, Ashley is the best reader of commercials of any of us. She is a voiceover queen. So she good. Just uh-huh. And that's one bottle of champagne in she did there.
I mean, I get better. Give me another one. Let's see.
Very impressive.
Yes. I also want to thank Benefab. Kat, who runs Benefab, it lives in Ocala, and she's one of our best friends. We've known her for years. I met her at a WISA. We went to a WISA in Aden, Philadelphia, and Jamie couldn't co-host that morning while we were in Philadelphia at the trade show, and I went over to Kat, just I had a feeling, and I said, "Do you want to co-host with me today?" And she came over, not even having met me for 10 minutes, and co-hosted the whole Horses in the Morning with me, and she's terrific. She's a lot of fun. We love her. So Benefab products are really good stuff, so check them out for sure. Lisa, what's our first prize today?
You know, I don't know.
Nobody does. It's fine. That's the end of Radiothon. See you guys
later. I
don't
have a list, so.
All right. We can do that. Justine, do you have the prize or no?
I
just
it.
Did that to see your face, Justine. That's all the reason I did that was to see your face. That's the only reason I did it.
That was mean.
It was a little mean.
You're
first up.
I don't appreciate you bullying my childhood friend.
I was just checking the notes. I was like, who am I on?
I was like, where are the notes?
I feel like after some of the conversations Justine and I have had over the years, we can have this relationship. Oh, yeah. We've had some interesting ones. We certainly have. First up from Trafalgar Square Books, we have The Horses Who Made Me, A Journey to Horsemanship Philosophy by Lizzie Froment. In her deeply personal and strikingly beautiful book, Froment traces her evolution as a horsewoman, a dressage competitor, and now a world-renowned performer and trainer of Liberty horses, horses that perform free of anything on their bodies. Readers meet the ponies she learned on and the challenging mounts that helped her grow as a junior rider. Find The Horses Who Made Me at TrafalgarBooks.com. That's TrafalgarBooks.com. All right, so let's have Jemmy. You pick a number between 1 and 548.
187. Wait, that sounded like I'm singing some rap song from
1987.
Yeah, it does. 187.
Whoa, hold on a second. I heard myself.
<187. laughs> Hannah Barker will be very happy you wrapped her name and number. She will be very happy about that. She's in Arizona. So congratulations to Hannah. She wins the book. All right. Who's up next? Let's see here. Ashley, do you have your notes?
I do. I'm just writing down the name of the winner really fast because I took Justine's name off because I'm trying to save my bestie over here.
Are there notes that I don't have? I read an email?
Yes, they were.
Yes. Okay. All right. Next up, we have Benefab Rejuvenate Smart Scrim worth $350. The dual therapy Rejuvenate Smart Scrim features both far infrared. Oh my God, you guys. Both far infrared emitting minerals and 84 medical grade magnets sewn over key acupuncture points for additional targeted healing. Far infrared rays keep muscles, joints, tendons, and ligaments supple and relaxed. Clinically proven in peer-reviewed published studies at North Dakota State University to reduce chronic back soreness in moderate to high exercise horses, targets the vertebrae, hindgut, shoulders, haunches, and stifle areas by promoting blood circulation and stimulating recovery time. Visit benefab.com.
We're starting to see the cracks here.
Jemmy, make a note that the commercials for the last hour need to be pre-recorded. We need to pre-record the commercials.
This looks way better. I
like that sober isn't an option.
No, it's not. It's not.
All right. So this is a Benefab Rejuvenate Smart Scrim worth $350. And Debbie is going to pick a winner. Between 1 and 548.
247.
247. Number 247 is going to be one happy individual, Jolene Denny from Texas. I think that might be our first Texas winner here this time. So congratulations to Jolene. Terrific.
Yeah.
All right. I was wondering who. Don't get us booted. All right. Now, another book from Trafalgar Square Books. We have Wild Horses of Sky Dog, Blue Zeus, and the Families of Claire Staples. Sky Dog Ranch and Sanctuary covers over 9,000 acres in Malibu, California. Do you know where that is, Debbie?
In Malibu?
Oh, of course.
No, I don't, but it sounds cool.
It can't be that far from you, I don't think. No. You need to check this out. And Bend, Oregon, where wild horse advocates are working tirelessly to save captured Mustangs and return them to freedom. Sky Dog founder Claire Staples describes the mission that drives her and the Sky Dog team to identify and locate iconic wild horses that have been removed from public lands and then secure them in order to assure them freedom at the sanctuary for the remaining years whenever That's possible. Cool. In the company of their original wild herd mates. And you can find this at Trafalgar Square Books. It's the Wild Horses of Sky Dog. This is a coffee table book, and it has all the pictures of the beautiful photos of the horses in the water. Yeah. It's really cool.
I have it. It's amazing. Cool.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, this is really neat. You really need to have them on your show, Debbie.
I know. We have a return to freedom here, which is a similar story.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that one. So, yeah.
Yeah. I'll go right down the street. Where, Debbie? Where are they located?
Malibu.
Yes. Malibu.
that's where a majority of the nation's wild horses live now.
Yeah. Apparently they like the beach.
Reese, pick a number between 1 and 548.
They watch.
How about 353?
353. I need to make these.
I got it if you want me to.
I need to make the letters bigger because it's getting later in the day and I'm old.
You're almost done. You're almost done, Glennie.
Home stretch.
This is terrific. Lorene Barden. Lorene is one of our longest listeners, probably since we started Horses in the Morning 14, 15 years ago. And she submits voicemails. She reads the bad voicemails and submits one to us almost every week.
She has this New York accent.
Oh, that
Lorene Barden. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's perfect.
They are so good.
Perfect for this hour. But
so she gets the She gets the Sky Dog book. That's terrific. Yay. I love that. That's I love that for her. Thank you. Thank you, Lorene, for everything you've done for us over the years. You've made our you made every Friday happy every time you submit something. Yeah. And I know she's gone through a little bit of a tough time right now. So good job, Lorene. Finally, I'll read this one. I use Cavallo boots for Scooter because our Scooter doesn't have shoes. He's never had shoes over the 10 years after I rescued him. And we couldn't find any small enough, but I mean, we just never use shoes. But his Cavallo boots we've used for 10 years. And I think I've gone through two or three pairs with him now. He's worn them out. But they fit perfectly. They just work. They're so easy to put on. And we're going to give away six pairs of Cavallo boots tonight. You get to pick whatever boots you want. You pick whatever boots, whatever size, whatever color you want. They're totally going all out. They're not saying which boots you have to get. You just go to the website and you pick which boots you want. Cavallo is one of Greg and Carol and everybody over there are terrific. I met them when we first started Horse Radio Network. And I know Debbie knows them and yeah. They're just fabulous people. They really care about horses. So you get your choice of style, size, and color. They're the most durable, easy to size, versatile, and easy to put on boots on the market. Today. They're also, they have tremendous tread on them. We've been on roads and haven't had a trouble at all. They're good on trails and rocks and all of that stuff. They're perfect for relieving chronic pain for or hoof sensitivity and giving comfort during rehabilitation from injuries, abscesses, navicular disease, laminitis, puncture, and also sole bruising. We haven't had that problem actually with Scooter on the roads or anywhere we've gone. So you're going to have your choice of any one of these boots. This is truly a great prize. And this year we get to have six winners, which I really like. There's six more chances for you to win. So I'm going to go around the horn here. We'll start with Ashley. Hasn't picked a winner all day today. So
I get to pick a number?
Yes.
I'm not taking you to the track.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It's the other
number. Seven.
That was pretty good, Debbie. That was clever. Really yeah. Good. Yeah.
Drink more. Okay.
I think that's why I didn't get it at first, actually. Ashley.
Number seven.
Number seven, winning a pair of the boots, is Adrian Moorman. Congratulations to Adrian. I don't know where Adrian's from, but she definitely gets a pair of the boots. Okay, I'm going to go around. Jemmy, pick a winner.
Ooh, 23.
Allison Ty. Congratulations, Allison. And Allison is from, British Columbia, I think. So, Canadian. Terrific.
Another international listener.
That's where Cavallo's from.
That's right. Yeah, they live up in the on your side, on the West Coast, right?
Yep.
On an island. Yeah, off of Vancouver, if I remember right. Yeah.
Very cool. Cool.
Yeah. How do I remember that?
I don't know.
I don't remember that. I don't know. All right. Let's go to Joy. Pick a number.
Okay. Let's do 47.
Number 47. You can thank Joy for April Hardiman. Lives right down the street from where I live. Yep. So congratulations to April. She lives in Williston, Florida, right literally down the street from our new farm. So congratulations to her. And she works with a bunch of drivers and helps out there too and works on the Western world. She's a great person. She's been listening to our show since the beginning too. Picking good winners here. Debbie.
Yeah. 89.
89 is Charlotte. Charlotte Merrill Yay! Smith. Congratulations to Charlotte. Good
Thanks,
job.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Charlotte's one of our favorite people in the entire world, even though she doesn't visit us anymore. But
she's at radiothons all the time. She used to come over for radiothons.
That's right. Yep. She used to come over to the house and hang out with us. Mm-hmm. I think she was on here just a little bit ago, too.
Yeah.
So how many more do we have to go? Two more. Okay. So let's go to Reese. Did I go to you yet?
I can go. 500.
They do this to me all the time.
Hey,
I thought about that. I was like, ooh.
The first few ones were really nice. Like
seven.
Sharon Silva. Oh, no, actually, yeah. Yes, Sharon Silva. That's right.
I can't undo.
She's the winner now.
It's getting difficult to see the chart, okay? Justine, okay. We're going to let you. I picked on you so much tonight. Yes, you can pick a number.
I know how to do that.
We're going to go with 101. Ooh.
Nobody went one. We always get a one, and we didn't have a one this year. Cindy Holcomb from Chatsworth, Georgia. So congratulations to Cindy. Okay. Good job, Cindy. Well, that's it. We've given away over $4,000 in prizes today. Congratulations to all the winners. Okay. I figured it out with this year and what we give away on Horses in the Morning all the time, every month. We have given away over $80,000 of prizes on the Horse Radio Network. What other podcast can say that? I doubt there's any.
Not that I listen to, but you know, like murder podcasts don't have a lot to give.
No,
than, like, survival tips.
Guns, knives, you know. Here's your baseball bat.
Life insurance. I feel all the ads on true crime are for like mattresses, though. You know.
Yeah. That's you know. Right. And meal kits. Yeah.
And meal kits. Yeah.
Basically, like,
and better help.
Better help.
You know, I was always mad because you watch all these YouTube channels and you hear all these other podcasts that BetterHelp is their sponsor. Who needs BetterHelp more than horse people? They should have picked us first to sponsor.
Yes.
True? Am I wrong?
But Glenn, have you pitched them?
No, I have not.
Ashley.
Hello, we all need help. I'm over here.
You got to pitch.
Listen, yes, that's right. I'm pitching everybody else. If I slide into their DMs, they're going to be like, you're blacklisted from podcasting.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, my turn to do the final toast. I just want to thank everybody who has helped put Radiothon on today. My co-host and doing most of the work behind the scenes, Ashley Winch. We've been working on this for weeks and weeks and weeks, probably 2 months, actually, that we work on this. We figure we put about 100 hours in to make this happen. So thank you to Ashley and for also being the best partner that I could have ever asked for when you came aboard. The feeling was mutual. Jennifer also would like to say special thanks to Ashley because taking a lot of her work off her plate. So
she really is a...
Producer Jemmy and her team at Flintstone Media, thank you for all your help and putting all the voicemail packages together and everything, the videos and everything you did. And of course, for being part of this whole clan for seven years.
Oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. This is the best thing ever. And thank you to the listeners and stuff, for everyone who submitted all that stuff for me to have fun and play with as a big sandbox to put all those voicemails together. It was awesome.
We have the most talented listeners. They're much more talented than we are.
Honestly, though.
Yeah, truly.
I don't know why they listen to us, actually. We should be listening. We are listening to them. Coach Jen, my wife, who has tolerated me for all this time.
It's true.
Who 18 years ago, when I came to her and said, I really want to start a podcast, that she went, what the hell's a podcast? And none of us knew because nobody knew what a podcast was back then. But she, you know, I had a lot of crazy ideas in my lifetime. We had an acting company. We had multiple businesses, some that lost money, some that made money. But she's been a support. She works behind the scenes hours. Ashley will tell you, and Jemmy will tell you how many hours she works behind the scenes putting shows on and producing and hosting shows. She hosts with Debbie. She's co-host with Debbie on Horsemanship. Yeah. She's been with you since the beginning.
Since the beginning. Yep.
Yeah.
You made her, I think.
Yeah.
I don't have to make her anymore, though. Now she does it voluntarily. So there's that.
She is perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. Everybody gives cheers to my wife, Jen, for tolerating me and for helping out the network and for being a true joy to work with. Thank you. And let's hope she finds a gated horse soon so I don't have to hear about horse shopping anymore. Yeah. So all the sponsors, and especially Stateline Tech, Benefab, and Kentucky Performance Products, all three of those have been with us since the beginning of Radiothon. We have the best sponsors who stay with us forever. I mean, really forever. You know, special thanks to Kentucky Performance Products. They have our longest sponsor. She's been with us for 16 years, and they've never missed a week. For 16 years of sponsorship. Wow. So cheers to all of our sponsors, to everybody that donated prizes. No other place gives away $4,000 of prizes in a day, so we need to drink to them for sure.
Yay. Absolutely.
All the many hosts and guests, all the guests that are brave enough to come on and do shows with us. I'm speaking for myself. I really don't know why anybody comes on with Jamie and I, because we are not your normal hosts. We don't ask normal questions. Justine will tell you this. She never knows what she's going to get when she comes on the show. I tell her we're going to talk about one thing, and then we end up on a tangent out left field somewhere. I don't know why guests do it. I really don't.
Because I don't prep them, Glenn.
So, yeah, they never know.
They don't know. You're welcome.
I'm always impressed the ones that actually come back, too. We get occasionally, we get some that actually come back. So, Joy came back. You were a guest many times, and you keep coming back.
I was crazy enough to do a show with you. That's true.
And then Debbie and Lisa keep co-hosting all the time.
I love to. It's the only time I get to talk to Jamie. Usually, too busy. That's true.
It's fun. We do appreciate all of you, and thank you for hosting such terrific shows. And you know, I get calls all the time, and I get asked to speak at conferences all the time because of the Horse Radio Network, and that's the shows and the hosts there. I said earlier in the hour that I have a slide that I put up at the beginning of every talk I do at podcast conferences. And the slide is, they come for the content, but they stay for the hosts. And that's you guys. Yeah. And that's why they stay. Yeah. Cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers.
I'm at the end of my cup, so this better be the end.
I have two more. Two more. I know we're going long. Sorry. Two more to all our terrific listeners. I mean, we have the best listeners out there. Who else sings songs? Who else sings songs? Hey, Pat.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to see you.
The saloon rental is over.
Get out. Anyway. Let's toast to our terrific listeners. Without you guys, we couldn't do this. Some of you have been with us for all 16 years, and thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bless you all. Bye-bye.
Finally, my boss, Marla, from Equine Network, who supports and puts up with our crap and silliness. And believe me, we come to her with these ideas that she's never heard anything like it before. And we're saying, we're going to do 6 hours live, and we're going to do this, and then all these voicemails are going to come in. And she's like, I never heard of that. I never heard of anything like that. And I said, well, that's why we're different, because we do the different stuff, but she lets us do it. They've completely let us do our thing over here at Horse Radio Network. So thank you to EY Network for buying us out and for also putting up with all our crap. We appreciate it.
Glenn, I got to stop you right there. That was the absolute best Freudian slip I've ever heard in my life. Instead of Equine Network, you said EY Network.
Totally heard it. I totally heard it.
That's my next project. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. I know some of you have been commenting here for all 6 hours. We really do appreciate it. The hosts all have to hang around because I have you in this story coming up next, all of you. So I asked AI, and I asked specifically Gemini AI, to write a Christmas story using hosts from the Horse Radio Network, Ashley, Glenn, Jemmy, Reese, Justine, Debbie, Lisa, all the ones that were going to be on the last hour here. I think I missed Joy. Sorry, Joy. I lose my pie now? Do I still get the pie?
I get yours.
No pie.
I get yours.
No
get
pie two. For Glenn. But that's all I said to Gemini AI. Write a story with these hosts about Christmas and about HRN. And I thought it was going to be ridiculously stupid. And it came out surprisingly, scarily accurate. So this I didn't write. This was written by AI. Listeners, thank you for being here. And also, Ashley put together some AI picture fails that we're going to play with the story. So we always end Radiothon with the picture fails. Jemmy, take us out one last time. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Merry Christmas. HRN Christmas, written by Gemini AI. The snow fell softly outside the cozy studio of Horse Radio Network, blanketing Ocala, Florida in a festive glow. Inside, the air crackled with anticipation as the HRN hosts gathered for their annual Christmas Eve broadcast. Ashley, the ever-organized ringleader, was adjusting the microphone, a twinkle in her eye. Glenn, the resident storyteller, was warming up his vocal cords with a rendition of Jingle Bells. Much to the amusement of Jemmy and Reese, who were engaged in a friendly debate about the best type of Christmas cookie. Justine, the fashionista of the group, was adding a festive touch to the studio with garlands and twinkling lights. While Debbie, the group's wise sage, was brewing a pot of hot cocoa, the aroma filling the room with warmth and comfort. Lisa, the tech guru, was ensuring that the broadcast would reach every corner of the globe, spreading the Christmas cheer far and wide. As the clock struck the hour, the on-air sign lit up, and familiar voices of HRN hosts filled the airwaves. They shared heartwarming stories of their favorite holiday memories, their hopes for the new year, and their love of the equestrian community that brought them all together. Glenn regaled the listeners with a tale of a mischievous pony who borrowed Santa's sleigh for a midnight ride, leaving a trail of hoof prints and laughter in its wake. Jemmy and Reese, their cookie debate momentarily forgotten, led a sing-along of classic Christmas carols, their voices blending in perfect harmony. Justine offered tips on how to dress your horse for a festive holiday hack, while Debbie shared her grandmother's recipe for the perfect peppermint hot chocolate. Lisa, ever the innovator, introduced a new app that allowed listeners to track Santa's journey around the world, adding a touch of magic to the evening. As the broadcast drew to a close, Ashley's voice filled with emotion as she thanked the listeners for their support and wished them a Christmas filled with joy, peace, and the company of good horses and good friends. The HRN hosts, their hearts full, gathered around the microphone for a final farewell. As the last notes of Silent Night faded into the winter air, they knew that they had shared something truly special, the spirit of Christmas, the spirit of community, and the spirit of Horse Radio Network.